Hare Krishna. Just sitting before Radha Damodar, and therefore I can't cite the source of the question, but have a question about, please talk about how to give Srimad Bhagavatam class. And well, let me just make it a little more general by talking about giving class in general, whether it be Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or just a lecture. It's a good question, something that does need addressing. I would say that often when I listen to classes, I find them not to be in the vein in which Srila Prabhupada would give classes. And let me explain what I mean about that a little later. Whether those classes are given by younger or older devotees. Many times I hear really wonderful classes that I think Srila Prabhupada would really be proud to hear, proud that his disciples are speaking in such a scholastic and well-learned way on the topic of Bhagavad Dharma. Of course, I'm not a scholar, neither am I a great giver of classes, but I try to follow certain principles in giving class, and let me just elaborate on what those are. One question that often comes up with devotees is about preparing for classes. And I have mixed feelings about that. One is because I think preparing for classes is extremely useful when having to give something that's really meant to be, shall I say, perhaps a little more academic or a analysis of a topic in which perhaps there's less spontaneity or preaching going to be involved. So I've prepared for classes, found it to be very useful. On the other hand, I also find that giving classes spontaneously based on impetus that's there in the verse itself, in Srila Prabhupada's purports, in the Sanskrit words, the word for word, the transliteration. I would say that probably at least I felt more inspired by giving such classes. However, devotees, in order to be able to just sit down and speak straight, should be well learned. Therefore, I would say that there's real good arguments for both preparing and not preparing. If devotees don't feel confident, if they feel that they need to really prepare the topic itself and meditate well on what it is that they're going to say, then prepare by all means. And make whatever type of notes that you want to make. One person I know who gives prepared classes, which are wonderful and very spontaneous at the same time, is Indridu Maharaj. He almost always prepares his classes. And he has yeah, sometimes many pages of notes that he's presenting. So that's about preparing. But then when we're talking about preparing classes, then I would just like to add a point that we should prepare on what is there. And that's going to be my next theme, which is that devotees should talk about what is in the verse and what is in the purport. That probably is what I find most objectionable, is when, whatever the topic may be, it may be something very relevant, it may be very, very good, when devotees present such topics, but there's no reference to them, there's no real connection to that, and the verse upon which they're speaking. In other words, they're just getting some point across that's in their mind. And I don't think we have the right to do that in a Srimad Bhagavatam class. You can do that in a Nistagosti. You can have a separate class on a point of interest. Nowadays, there's so many seminars are going on very relevant topics. That's fine. But a class from Shastra should be what Shastra is saying. What is Srila Prabhupada saying? What is Shukadeva Goswami saying? What is Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita? We don't have a right to just all of a sudden get in the way and use their words to get our message across. We should be getting their message across. And I would say that point should be underscored and taken very seriously. And I'm not talking about getting sort of personal messages across that necessarily people may have that's irrelevant from Krishna consciousness. I even object to Srimad Bhagavatam being a opportunity for a person to either have an istagosti, Srimad Bhagavatam class, to be an opportunity to promote book distribution, or any particular aspect of Krishna consciousness, unless that happens to be the topic at hand. So stick to the topic, stick to the point, which is the theme itself, and not only stick to the point, but do it in the context of other verses. That then leads us to the next point, which is, what are the points? What are the points in the verse? What's the overall theme of the verse? And then what points are used to get that theme across? And, obviously, what is the theme of Srila Prabhupada's purports, and what points does Srila Prabhupada use to get that across? What verses does he quote? Whatever references does he make? And then class should be simply a elaboration, staying on that theme, elaborating upon the theme further, and the points that were being made by reference to other verses. I was always so much impressed by how Srila Prabhupada would quote Shastra. A Bhagavatam speaker should be able to quote verses. He should be able to make reference he should be able to refer everything that he says to Shastra. But he should then specifically make reference and quote in order to substantiate his statements, at least a reasonable amount of time. Prabhupada taught us to quote in Sanskrit. I've seen very good classes given where there's less Sanskrit quoted. Although my personal preference is that devotees take the trouble to learn Sanskrit verses. And of course, this is an advantage of preparing for a class, is that even if you don't know a verse, but you can prepare for a class and select many verses that you can then either write down or put on a shloka card, and that will help in strengthening the position that one is making. So this for me is a very important issue, that Bhagavatam is not a place for politics, for personal vendettas. It's not a place to simply get devotees fired up for book distribution or to get donations from the congregation. It's meant to glorify Krishna. And whereas all of these other activities also glorify Krishna, but different types of glorification are meant to take place in different ways at different places. So the purpose and the theme of a class is self-evident. It's defined by the actual verses themselves and further elaborated on by Srila Prabhupada's purports. What happens if someone's not particularly versed in a topic like that? Then prepare. Then prepare. If you can't sit down and talk on any subject matter, then prepare your class and look it up, and it'll be a great way of studying. A very important point is always context. What is the context of the actual verse and purport to previous and successive verses and purports? I very often, especially if I'm sitting down in a new place where I haven't given class, then I skip back over the verses just to see what was actually the context, what was really being spoken about. Firstly, because sometimes verses can appear to speak about something different than what other their context is. Secondly, is that there's a lot of information in previous and successive verses that help highlight topics in a verse. Pastimes. Srila Prabhupada generally gave classes on philosophy, and he spoke in a very philosophical way. His narration of pastimes is there, but it's really quite limited. When Bhagavatam classes become pastime classes, that again is not necessarily something that's desirable, at least in my limited view, because I rarely, in the thousands of lectures that I've heard Srila Prabhupada give, seen him just talk lila. Prabhupada just doesn't do it. He doesn't do it. Even the lila that he speaks is formal, restrained, really to the point. It's usually done to highlight and get across a point of philosophy. So, once again, I don't think Bhagavatam classes are either meant to be some kind of lila exchanges where all people meant to hear is about Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, or rather another thing which I would suggest devotees avoid is being too personal, getting into personal experiences, making class more about themselves than about Krishna, more about their experiences than what's actually being there. Personal experiences can be used to highlight things, but once again, it should be formal, limited, and it works if it has cast light and interest on the Lord. If it distracts from that and simply becomes more of a personal thing that devotees become enamored by the speaker rather than what is spoken, then that's again not what we want. And I've mentioned this point of formality. Let me just emphasize that a little further from the other perspective, is that classes should not be too informal. Informal means that a devotee jokes too much, although sometimes devotees may, or the audience may like to be entertained. Makes the class more of a entertainment than actually education. Is too much self-focused, as mentioned earlier, than Krishna-focused. You may end up, and unfortunately I've seen it happen before, I've seen audience respond to good entertainment, to lots of laughs, to addressing a topical point by the speaker that has nothing to do with the verse itself or what Srila Prabhupada was talking about and doesn't stick to the point or the integrity of Bhagavatam or Gita. And I think young devotees or some devotees appreciated that. I personally didn't. And I'm making another point here that necessarily the immediate response of immature people by having been entertained and kept awake with entertaining stories, jokes, and so on, instead of them having to sit through hearing philosophy, doesn't necessarily mean that the class was a hit in Srila Prabhupada's point of view. When everything is blended together, when it's entertaining, when it has pastimes, when it's, the philosophy is presented in a very unique, novel, stimulating way, when devotees are really inspired to become Krishna conscious, and they themselves are stimulated to study books further, then that's a really good class. And that's what I believe Srimad Bhagavatam class, as well as other classes, are meant to be about. I remember a ex-sannyasi of our movement wrote one book about how to give a good Srimad Bhagavatam class, and it's necessary for us to be able to actually do that. This is ultimately the resource and the wealth of our society is within our preachers, and we should be able to preach and give Krishna consciousness, Siddhanta philosophy across in such a way that it inspires people to become Krishna conscious, whether they be devotees or non-devotees. When that happens, then we also feel reassured from Krishna from within, because he's pleased with us. So like everything, devotees should learn how to speak nicely on topics of Krishna consciousness, and they should recognize that there are standards which everyone's meant to adhere to, even when we're speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna.